another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories. I'm your host, Bob McDonald, and I'm here with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Today, our topic, why not just do positioning in-house? Well, Bob, I'm just going to lay that right out on the table. I'm sure all your clients have a moment before they engage with you where they're considering, why aren't we just doing this in-house?
I would ask that same question if I was a CEO running a tech company. I hire these smart people, smart marketing execs. Shouldn't this be their job? Why don't we just do positioning in-house? Well, our viewpoint is that positioning is so important that it actually is not a marketing initiative. It actually should be a CEO initiative. Because again, if you do positioning right, it's going to provide that essential North Star for the CEO to make decisions about product strategy, about market strategy, about people, and all parts of the company. You know, you hire a smart CFO, well, they're going to engage in tax specialists if they have thorny tax issues. You hire a very smart engineering manager, and they're going to hire a specialist in UI. You hire a smart marketing person, and they're going to hire a specialist in positioning. If you believe positioning is the key secret weapon for you for separating from the pack, accelerating traction, and attaining a leadership position in your category.
And also bringing in an outside firm to facilitate and collaborate on this process enables all the executives, including the marketing executive, then to have a strong voice in that process rather than being kind of lost in the details of trying to facilitate the process.
Yeah, with some of our marketing execs, I asked one of our really top-notch CMO, I said, well, why did you choose to do this with a specialized expert at Firebrick and not do this in-house? He said, because I wanted a seat at the table. If I'm up there facilitating a positioning conversation, I'm already seen as having a viewpoint and a particular point of view. And I really think there's four reasons companies hire an outside specialist for positioning. Number one, they need some fresh thinking. What happens after a while is if you work for a company, you just can't see it anymore. You're too close to it. You're too embedded in the business. You just can't see it anymore. I need an outside perspective and some fresh thinking. The second is, if you see a market window of opportunity and you know it's going to close and it's only a matter of time, wouldn't you want the absolute best positioning to make sure that we can nail that market window of opportunity? So why don't we hire somebody that's done this 450 times versus a CMO that's probably done it, 12, 15 times, even the most CMOs. The other thing is too, the CMO job is so big today. What we do is we drive this through the organizations. A lot of companies hired us because they need to get it done. They need to get it done fast. They need it done in 6 to 8 weeks, not take, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get positioning done. So we are the accelerant. And that's another reason you would bring in an outside specialist. And really the fourth ring is alignment. It's a lot easier for me to ask stupid questions. It's a lot easier for me to go and drive alignment across the entire executive team around a positioning strategy than if you tried to do that internally. So again, fresh thinking, outside perspective, get it done fast, and drive alignment.
Just a couple of follow-ups on this. In terms of speed, let's just give the listeners an idea of this accelerated process. The way Firebrick orchestrates the process, how quickly can this project happen?
Generally, we can deliver a market-ready, customer-facing, differentiated, impactful positioning story in 6 to 8 weeks. There's a preparation phase where we inhale all the information about the company and get up to speed and immerse ourselves really in the company. But really, the accelerant comes from a two-day workshop where we put the executives in what we call our Firebrick, which is really an alchemical process. In those 2 days, we walk through our entire process. Where's the revenue coming from? Who are the buyers? What's our next set of buyers going to look like? What problem can we own? What's the category look like? What are we going to make the fight about and differentiate on? And by the second day, we've got alignment across the entire executive team on all the positioning elements, and we usually already have a first rough draft positioning story already done. And then subsequent weeks, what we do is we finalize that story, and in 6 to 8 weeks, it's ready to test, then ready to operationalize.
Let's just emphasize one other thing here, too. Firebrick is not coming in with an outside prescription on what to do. Firebrick is actually coming in to collaborate with the company on developing this positioning story and work together to make that happen.
I never come in with a idea about what the positioning strategy or elements should be before I come into a workshop. And again, I facilitate all these workshops. My job is to see the muse. And my job is to pull out, it's there in the room somewhere. And my job is to get to pull out the different viewpoints across the company. For example, what's so different about our product? You're going to get five different answers. Who are our buyer buyers? Let's get all on the same page about that. What's the problem we really own? And what I do is I take that idea, take this idea. Oh, we combine that with this and boom, pop it. We can up-level this significantly, do the reframe, and deliver a really, really strong differentiated positioning conversation and storyline for the company.
And the Firebrick team is then also contributing ideas to that mix as well, correct?
We bring a team of five onto every engagement. We've got multiple time CMOs. We're all operational execs, and we've had real jobs before. So we're bringing not only the best practices of doing this very, very specialized expertise positioning, you know, over 450 times, but I'm bringing the expertise of some of the most seasoned Silicon Valley veterans into the mix. The combination of our expertise, the accumulated knowledge in our process, as well as the knowledge that's in the room, is a great combination for delivering a significantly up-leveled large story that the company can live into.
Bob, thanks for sharing these thoughts on why engaging an outside firm to help do positioning can be so valuable. Please join us for additional sessions of Differentiate or Die with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting.